Hey there, this is Mark Scarborough, and this is the podcast Walking with Dante, and this is not a traditional episode of this podcast. This is a little bonus episode stuck in here for a very specific reason. You have probably been on this journey with me for a while. We may have been walking across comedy for months together, years even together, and I really thank you for that, but I need to share something with you that will dramatically affect this podcast. It's personal, and I'm sorry to be this forward, but here it is. I am potentially facing a diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. It looks more and more as if this will become the truth of my life. I currently have a pancreatic neoplasm. It has worrisome features, but get this, I love this, not stigmatic features. You know I've always wanted to play St. Francis, so it doesn't have stigmatic features yet. I'm sorry to laugh. It's all gallows humor from here on out. Anyway, it doesn't have stigmatic features. It instead has worrisome features, and we're meeting with surgical oncologists. Those words don't even come out of my mouth very well. We're trying to figure out next steps. I do not, again, currently have a malignancy diagnosis, but I may have one soon. And the point of all of this is to say that even though I've been soldiering on through biopsies and various procedures so far, there may come a moment in which I can't soldier on for a while. I am firmly intending to finish comedy, and I am firmly intending to embrace life. But at the same time, there may be moments where suddenly there are no new episodes. If that happens, and I haven't explained that I've put the podcast on hiatus because I want to go on vacation, if that happens, you'll know that I am caught in a very dark place and I am trying to find my way out of, yes, the dark wood that I have found myself in. In fact, a dark, trackless wood. I am reminded of the French novelist and Nobel laureate Lucrezio's Nobel Prize acceptance speech, in which he claimed that the human condition is to be lost in the forest of paradoxes. I indeed am in the forest of paradoxes. And if episodes go on hiatus unexpectedly or just don't drop in the normal order, please forgive me. I am working against something that terrifies me, bemuses me, gives me a bad case of gallows humor, threatens my life, and threatens the very quality of my life ahead, although I am intent on embracing life. Thanks for your support of this podcast. Thanks for walking with me this way. And in all honest truth, I very much hope for all the steps ahead.